Hey, real talk on Stride. This is a CRM plus scheduling plus automated check-ins built specifically for independent personal trainers and online fitness coaches. That's the whole thing. The person who actually buys this is a 32-year-old online coach with 40 clients managing her whole business from her iPhone between sessions. She built her roster on Instagram. She's genuinely good at coaching, but every Sunday night, she's staring at a pile of unanswered DMs, a Google sheet she hasn't touched in 3 weeks, and a Venmo notification from a client who still owes her for February. The product page puts a number on it, 12 hours per week on admin. That feels right. She didn't start this business to be her own scheduling assistant. That's who you're selling to. The math on the page is actually useful here. They claim a $2,400 average annual revenue lift per coach. Take that with some skepticism since it's their own number, but it gives you a pricing anchor. If you charge $59 a month, that's $708 a year, and the ROI case against $2,400 basically writes itself. Get to 500 paying coaches and you're at $350K ARR. The page claims 4,800 active coaches already, though it's not clear how many of those are actually paying customers versus free trial signups. The one specific thing that could make this work is the retention prediction angle. The product copy talks about what it calls retention guesswork, the idea that you can catch at-risk clients before they go quiet and churn silently. If the AI actually surfaces those warning signs early, that's more genuinely useful than another scheduling tool. Preventing one churn per month is worth more to a solo coach than 3.2 hours of saved admin, and that's the number they're leading with. Here's the part one won't soft pedal. This category is stacked. Trainerize, TrueCoach, My PT Hub, Coach Accountable, and several others have been here for years, some with real funding behind them. The headline Stop Managing, Start Coaching has been written about 100 times in this space. And independent trainers are historically rough customers for SaaS because they're used to duct taping things together for free, and churn is brutal when you lose them. I'd ask 3 real prospects before another hour of building.